Skipper left the cave as Rookie began building a fire of special herbs and dried roots. Dana lay motionless on the ledge, oblivious of all around him. Pale, whitish smoke wafted around the cave, fragrant and exotic. The otter fixer opened a dark, lacquered box and began choosing her instruments. Blecher and Swash were making a rush net to catch freshwater shrimps at the river bend when Skipper loped up. The others of the otter crew gathered around to hear his report.
Rocky says she can fix Dana up, but he won't be fit to travel until early autumn, when the russet apples start to fall. I'm going to stay and keep the soup pot going for her. Blecher and Swash, you carry the news back to Redwall. Dana's mamma and sister will want to know he's going to live. Oh, and take a score of the crew with you. They can stop at the abbey just in case any more vermin turn up at the gates.
There was fierce competition among the otter crew. A stay at Redwall with the best of food and comfort was preferable to several weeks' wait at the river bend. Skipper got things finally organised, sending Blecher and Swash off with 20 that he had picked himself. The otter chieftain ordered the rest to keep the soup ingredients coming daily. Then he went back upriver to his lonely vigil outside Rookie Garge's den. 6 days had passed since Cregor took Valog's arrow. She still lay on her large pad of mattresses beneath Martin the Warrior's tapestry in Great Hall. Brother Hoban and Sister Alcanet stepped outside for a breath of the late summer air. Alcanet took both paws into her wide habit sleeves.
6 full days and she's still alive. Can you believe it, brother?
Hoban smiled and nodded his head in admiration.
Good old Cregor Badger, mum. She's indestructible.
He knew he had said the wrong thing by the look on Alcanet's face.
Typical Redwaller, just like the rest of them, all winks and nods and smiles, telling themselves that Cregor will live forever. Now listen to me. No beast knows how old she really is, but that badger has lived more seasons than any 4 of us put together. 'Tis about time you all realized that. She took the full force of a vermin arrow close to her heart. I removed the shaft and dressed it, so only I have seen how deep and serious the wound is. Cregor hasn't long to live. Her seasons have finally run out. You must realize this.
Hoban kept his voice calm, staring levelly at the sister.
I assure you, most of us do realize all of what you've said. But hope springs eternal, and where there's life, there's hope. So we don't go about telling each other that our badger mum is about to die. It's very hard for the Dibbins and those close to her, like Mira, Broggle and Fwirl, to accept that they'll soon lose a beloved friend. So, I beg you, sister, please don't start preaching the fatal message to them.
The severe mouse fixed him with a frozen stare.
As you wish, brother. As you wish.
She stalked off with her head erect,